The best tea in the city.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday.
9 to 12 p.m.
And is that come on, come on? That is really giving me the power to do what I need to do today. Yes, battery is on half, 50%. I will refill it. I will recharge it later on today. What a weekend. To say this weekend was short of amazing, I'll be lying. It was amazing. Thank you, Native Rebels. Thank you for coming through. Thank you, La Ashma Lounge. Thank you for coming through. It was a Soul Plataka weekend. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We had so much fun, and I'm glad you did too. Spread the word, okay? Now, life continues, right? Oh, yes. That's what is life about Mondays. It will sober you up to face life. And here's a sobering conversation. Also inspiring one at the same time. The biggest mistakes in life can make you a better person. And I'm sure you have one to share. Mistakes have a way of waking you up. Sort of a rude awakening. Because every one of us has at some point in our lives done something really stupid. And I mean like really stupid. And the decision that makes you cringe a little when you think about it. And this is a mistake that you hope no one, let alone God, will bring it up ever again. But in your mind, it is there. In your clean sheet, it is there. It is what you've learned about yourself that we are discussing here today. You will make mistakes. What is life without mistakes? What is growth without mistakes? If you're not making mistakes, it means you're not growing, you're not risking, you're not living. But some of those mistakes, they happen. The difference between you and the next person is who has learned from theirs to make them a bigger and a better person. Wena, you have one or two to share. This one hit home from Ms. Villegas. The mistake I did in life is to think that a person can be my possession. That I learned a hard way. In such a way that now I even understand that even my kids are not my possession. They are their own persons. Remember this topic, ne? It's not about who did what to you. This is about you. You, when?
The biggest mistake I've ever made, Bratibo, ngisebenza kwenye company. It was an aluminium company, besenza was manufacturing aluminium. So, Tibo, I used to steal too much, mfethu, ngifuna ukuhamba manga. Angisho ukuthi ukujonja into right, but ngijonja isikhathi eside, baze bangixosha. Mabangixosha ngazibuza ukuthi yini into ekumele ngiyenze. Kwabuya umqondo ukuthi into engiyazi yethu aluminium. Namhlanje baba, nginamakhampani i3 we aluminium. Ngaqala phansi. Azivulela my own company. Namhlanje I'm successful. But angisho ukuthi abantu bajonje emakhampanini Tibos.
It is a mistake that has turned you to be a better person. Thank you, Sfiso. Making mistakes is part of life. And the beauty of it. Did you see what I did there? Making mistakes, the beauty of it is that it gives you a valuable opportunity to learn and grow as a person. Not many people do that. The consequences of making a mistake are quite difficult to accept and very hard at times. Accepting that you, Wena, have made a mistake is tough. Tell a sinner that you are a sinner. I'm putting that example because we just at the footsteps of church yesterday. Every believer doesn't want to believe that they are a sinner. But it starts there. Start believing. Start accepting that you are a sinner. Start there. Just accept that. It's like accepting mistakes. It's very tough. It's common to try to rationalize the mistake and blame others. For what? For your own failures. It is painful to admit that we've done something wrong. Thus, not surprising that most of us tend to shy away from looking at our mistakes too closely. We make career decisions that we regret. We have made bad choices about romantic partners. Should I go on? But if you're able to accept that, yes, I have made a mistake, it does make you a better person in the end. Because it means you're open to learning from that mistake. Learning from our mistakes has nothing to do with others, especially in terms of what they did or didn't do to you. It's all about you. Yes, reflect. Which mistake gave you the biggest lesson? It has made you wiser.
No, but I was this kind of a girl, like, plug me about Kopili. My friends, girlfriend, like, most of people in my life, understand? But I don't know, ever since Kihono, I'm the most happiest man alive, understand? So, take it when you know, only thing you need to do, you need to put yourself first and be happy. That's that.
And not in a selfish way, but you are the highest and the most important person in this world. Take care of you first. Fill up your cup, they say, right? Before you can try and pour some to others. What has been your biggest lesson? And that lesson has made you a better person. I have 3 teaspoons on that coming up.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on hashtags mistakes that make you better. Make you a better person. 1, you don't let fear of failure keep you from trying new things anymore. Yes. I could they say there's no success without failure. But now you know it firsthand that this is true. You know that by doing new things, you do risk making a mistake, but you also open yourself to the possibility of creativity and innovation. So you've learned. You don't let fear of failure keep you from trying new things. Number 2, you know that your mistakes don't define who you are. When you are making a major mistake, it's easy to feel like, hey, this failure is going to define your whole life. Like somehow you are tainted forever by it. But now you've learned that everybody makes a mistake and that your mistakes don't necessarily define you. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons are the hashtag mistakes that make you a better person. You take time to think through decisions. It has taught you that. Your past mistakes have taught you that behaving rashly and without thinking can easily lead you to a off-ramp. You now know that whenever you have an important decision or choice to make, it's important that you give yourself time to think about your options, the consequences of your actions. Not that you won't make another mistake, but at least it's a mistake that you have calculated.
The one mistake that I made, I think I was about 25. I bought my first property at 25 and it was a repossessed house.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I paid for that house for 2 years without living in it because the occupants refused to move out.
Yeah.
So what it taught me now, close to 15, 16 years later, everything that I do, Brati, due diligence, proper diligence, I don't just go into deals. I think things thorough.
Yeah.
I've learned. I wasted 2 years paying for a house that I never lived in. So,
oh,
yeah.
The mistakes we make that have actually turned out to make us better people. And it's a very difficult reflection to make because half the time, I can tell you now, when I say you've made a mistake, the first thing you might say is, no, it was not my fault. And like, ba, yinzi. And the situation at the time was, naholi, you're missing the lesson. You're missing the point of the discussion. The point of the discussion is, what did you learn? So if you learn something, it means you are aware that you are the one who made the mistake. It's not nice. Yes, I know. But hey, it's important to have these conversations, right? Hashtag mistakes that make you better. Lessons. I've tried to summarize a few that have come through already from you. The lessons you've learned is you can't control everything. Not everything is under your control. 2, you're making mistakes because you are trying. I mean, that's one thing you never really give yourself, right? But it's a lesson only after you've learned from the mistake. 3, you're stronger than you think. That mistake was supposed to bury you. Yeah. Write you off on society's good books. But look at you. Another lesson. The right decision is not always right. It will make you sit up. You were convinced, assured, this move that you're making right now is the one. It's not. And here's one that we hardly pay attention to. And I get why. We hardly listen to our elders. Ela, Tabo, your best friend is your wife. Chomi, hi. Only if it suits them, only if they benefit. Do you listen? Only after you made a mistake, you're like, oof, now I get what they meant. And lastly, the lesson you've learned from mistakes that have made you a better person. You are only human. And that's one thing we never really give ourselves after making a huge mistake, isn't it? You are only human. Hence, to err is human. So, what has been your biggest lesson? Hashtag mistakes that make you a better person.
Yo, it's a tough one. I would say I've committed a few mistakes up to so far. But I believe the one that made, that really was my biggest mistake is where I purchased my first car. A decision to purchase my first car, which was prematurely not well thought of. And it really messed up my finances then. But now it made me wiser and I'm a better person. Now I can make good, informed choices when it comes to money or purchasing long-term items.
Joaquin Nosso says, okay, bring out your passports because you're going to definitely need it to hear this.
Okay.
Pues así.
Pues así.
Esa persona que nunca cometió un error. Tampoco intento hacer nada nuevo.
Right. Okay.
And then Google Translate.
Yes.
T-Boss.
And it says what?
Well, yes, the person who never made a mistake never tried to do anything new.
This is true.
That is powerful.
Mm. Very powerful.
If you've never made a mistake, have you lived? Have you tried to do something new? Mm. Have you?
Is it possible to even live without making mistakes?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Now, what is the one lesson from your mistakes that has made you a better person?
With me, I think when I left high school, right, I was so tired of being at school and like conforming to rules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I didn't want to go to varsity. Mm. I know this is very strange because I'm the complete opposite now.
Sure.
I didn't want to go to varsity for a long time. So I decided to do like a short diploma just so that I could shut my parents up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then later on, I realized that I had wasted so much of my time because I went to school for like, what, 2 years and I was doing like small things here and there, you know, because now my mom is asking, what is your plan? What are you doing?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then only I could start. Essentially, I started over 3 years after I left matric.
Jeez.
Then only I started over. Then I started going to school again. Then I started having an actual plan.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why I was so scared.
What's the lesson, though?
Don't make impulsive decisions based on a temporary
situation and fear
and feeling. And
yeah.
Because that's what I did. I was very impulsive about that situation.
Yeah.
And I allowed my stubbornness to kind of lead the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and that didn't work. At all, you know? Yeah.
Boom.
See, the thing is, I'm boringly responsible and very pedantic.
Yeah.
But I think I've mentioned this before. This is probably the one thing that torments me to this day. The fact that when I was young, I was chasing the bag.
Mm. Okay.
That's all I did with my youth. I chased the bag. Mm-hmm. I worked myself to a standstill to the detriment of quality time with loved ones.
I remember this.
And to this day, because now they are not there.
Eish.
You chase the bag and you thought you had time so that you can connect to them, so that you can give them the life you think they deserve.
They deserve, yeah.
But now they're not here. So was it worth it? So that is the biggest mistake of my life, I think. And what it has taught me is that no amount of material anything can ever replace
time.
Quality time with people that you supposedly care about.
Isn't Kobe Bryant who said it that the one biggest mistake humanity makes is that we think we have time?
We think we have time.
We think
especially
so.
When you're young.
Oh, yeah. We use it as a currency. You think you have that currency at your disposal, and no,
you don't.
No.
Somebody just tweeted now something very powerful, actually. And I think this is the reason. And this is Alo Vilagazare Being human means you will and you must make mistakes, and you will make mistakes. And because failure from these mistakes is God's way of moving you in another direction. But you see, it's easy to also point a finger at God, isn't it? Where are you? Where were you? And. Talking about that, can I just offer him just a little bit? I was having a very moving conversation with Zem Nkosi the other day. Oh, he's swelling. No, he's looking good. All well. And he talked about prayer in a different way. Because usually when you listen to atheists and agnostics, they'll tell you why. What kind of God is this that wants you to always pray and praise him? And he said, well, you're not doing it for him. You're doing it for you. You need it more.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-000-0959.
Yo, Prati, I think Mina, my biggest lesson was not to trust people with all your heart, Prati. Aye. I've been broke by this, Prati. Hey, broke by this. So, Mina, my biggest lesson doesn't. I can trust a person, but not with my whole heart. And I know doesn't. They can disappoint you at any given time. So for me now, right now, and I think I owe to myself to love myself more than I'm gonna love the next person.
Oh yeah, thank you for that, baby.
The only mistake he made is that he didn't have a driver's license. Because he drove a Makinza, Kinza, a Machita, but no. I'm driving, but I'm driving.
Yo! No. That I didn't see coming. Did you hear that? You celebrate having it. I have a driver's license. But, what driver abo man? Bandil, hi.
Hi, Puti, Kunjan.
Great, now tell me.
Top man. Puti, I just want to talk about Abanduana, you know. Mangkula, Kula Wuti, Indo Tamilians, Abanduana, non stop. So, and Abanabana by 3 before my marriage, and another 3 in my marriage.
Okay.
Officially, Abanduana must back off, so you need to.
Yes.
Financially and stuff like that. And then, well, I'm late in my marriage. And with these 3 kids, and I'm so lucky. Why being believer in the wrong, which meaning is that I'm young in town. But yeah, I'm financially supporting all of them. So at my age, I'm not by 6, 3, I'm finding one child, 3, I'm shutting.
But what is the lesson there for you?
The lesson I learned is that he has the discipline. Now I'm teaching my kids about discipline in life in our Wuti. They must start doing it in the right. Let's catch a side must be because of your giving me a fresh life.
Nyabong a lot,
Nyabong, Bati.
No name, Muring.
Aish, Mr. T. Mina, the mistake that I made, learning as today to be at peace, to be a better person, someone on a Zangangene Guma depression, is to marry someone that never loved me, to marry someone that never loved my kids, to marry someone that never appreciated me, but everything was all about her daughter, not my kids, not me as a person. I lost my job, 2020 lockdown, things went back to worse, and then today I went back home. But that's fine, that's cool. I'm a better person today. I'm at peace. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to find my way out to which is better than the way I was before. I'm a better person, I must say.
You know, this voice note, né, is pregnant with lots of lessons. One of them being, you are where you are because of your own choices. And should you not see that, chances are you're going to attract the very same type of partner going forward because you haven't learned. It's your choices. And again, you may find that she showed you who she was, but you neglected the signs. Hence.
Biggest mistake I've ever made, Brati. Ash, I was once given an opportunity, Brati, to go work in the UK. Ash, in the Yangshire, I'm always honest. It was fear. And in Tate's card to make a decision, you know, by the time I made my mind, with the husband, let me go. But that offer, say, value, it has been given to someone else.
Fagu, I'll say, do not regret it. You're only human, Otem. Fear is one of those things that we all have. But have you learned from it? That's the thing, isn't it? I hope you did.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.